And Friday is here once again as Regionals Week comes to a close today. Multiple teams and athletes already punching their ticket to state contests throughout the area, with many more hoping to head into the weekend with aspirations still of being named one of Kansas' best. Hello and welcome into the TVL Spotlight. Jeff Wirtz back at the mic. Plenty to talk about today, so let's get to it. Today's show is brought to you by 785 Sports, Becker Auto Repair, and the Hanover Hospital. Let's start with baseball first, with the semifinals and finals being played on Wednesday. And where else could we start with the Onega Buffaloes? They took on Jackson Heights in the first of two semifinals. It wasn't all roses for Onega. Jackson Heights notched a run in the top of the first, but they lost their starting pitcher as Jude Williams was ejected for not sliding at home on offense before he was able to even throw one pitch. Later on that inning, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to Jeremiah Dorsey. Dorsey goes deep with the bases loaded, and Onega led 4-1 in the bottom of the first. Colby Fordham added a two-run homer to make it 6-1. We were still less than three outs in. After a dynamic first inning, the pitchers for both Onega and Jackson Heights really settled in and ended up throwing zeros in their next three innings. Colby Simpkins already had seven strikeouts through five innings, and Onega was up 7-1. Then a walk to Fordham and a single by Lamond, and Onega had opened up the game to 11-1 in the bottom of the fifth, which would end up being the final tally. Onega was headed off to the finals. They get a 10-run victory over Jackson Heights. We'll get back to the Buffaloes in just a little bit. We'll take a look at your finals coming up in just a minute. But first of all, we need to talk about the Troy boys as they were taking on Valley Falls. It was a slow start for the Trojans in the top of the first. Nothing really doing as Valley Falls played some excellent defense in that first inning and were able to keep Troy at a minimum in the first frame. However, it wasn't the same in the second. Valley Falls would go deep to get the first run of the game. The Dragons led 1-0 in the second. In the fourth inning, Reagan Hartman hit a ball that maybe still hasn't landed yet, and we are tied at 1. A big home run for Hartman, and the game was back even again. Preston Christensen singled, Seth Judd walked, and after a Christensen steal of third, he comes home on a fielder's choice, and Troy leads 2-1 after four innings. Valley Falls was able to work the offense a little bit with some small ball station-to-station running. They retake the lead after 5-2. In the sixth inning, Bowden Bennett sends the ball sailing out to left field to narrow the deficit to 5-4, and it looked like Troy had Valley Falls just where they wanted them. Despite a one-out double, Valley Falls couldn't scratch anything across in the sixth, and Troy had one more opportunity to swing the game in their favor. But in the end, the Trojans would fall short. Again, they lose to Valley Falls 5-4. A tremendous season for Troy ends in a very close loss. That set up the regional finals between Onega and Valley Falls. Once again, the Dragons jump on the board first. They break the ice with a single in the top of the first that would play to runner from second, taking the 1-0 lead. Onega would answer back with a pair of singles, one from Jackson Coulterman, the other one from Zach Fisher. And then a third hit, that one coming from LJ Kelzer, would play Coulterman. And after an inning, it was tied at 1. Valley Falls then hit back-to-back dingers, including a two-run shot from Zach Evans, and it was 3-1 Dragons once again. Onega continued to play small ball. A single for Coulterman and a double from Colby Simpkins would put Onega in business in the fifth inning. Kelzer would end up with a ground-out hit, but it would push a run across to make it 4-2 Valley Falls. Then it was Jeremiah Dorsey's time. He gets a base knock to center, and it was a one-run game once again, Onega trailing 4-3 in the fifth inning. It wasn't just offense in this game, though, for Onega. Zach Fisher was once again doing Zach Fisher things on the hill. He gets his sixth strikeout, and there was one down in the sixth inning. Race Fisher made another great play on defense. He turned a double play by himself and ended any sort of threat Valley Falls had in the sixth. And when we would go to the bottom of the frame, with Valley Falls leading 4-3. In the bottom of the inning, Colby Fordham had a single into right field to lead off the inning and putting Onega in a great place to end this game. Then after back-to-back strikeouts, Jackson Coulterman would hit a bomb to center to put the Buffs up 5-4. Zach Fisher would earn another hit. After a misplay on the ball, he is at second with two outs in the sixth inning, as Onega would try to add some insurance runs, already up that one-run deficit. Colby Simpkins had an RBI double to make it 7-4, and Onega could smell that championship game coming around the corner. They would pick up one more on an error by Valley Falls to make it 8-4. And then in the seventh, after a leadoff walk, Zach Fisher exits the game. His day, 6 1/3 innings, 9 hits, 4 runs, and 6 strikeouts. After a Dylan Cervantes blooper into right field, Valley Falls had one more opportunity, but Colby Simpkins finished it off as a soft liner came right back to the pitcher. He tossed it over to first, and Onega is going to the state tournament in Great Bend. Let's take a break. When we come back, we have ladies action to get to as well, as both the Onega girls and the Troy Lady Trojans were in semis in their respective regionals as well. We'll talk TVL softball right after these. It's Wednesday, which means it's time once again to name the United Bank and Trust TVL Spotlight Athlete of the Week. This week's athlete is Washington County's Addie Gagel. Gagel had a great week at the TVL track meet, winning both the 100 and 300-meter hurdle events. Her time in the 100 was 15.96, and her time in the 300 was 46.62, both of those being Washington County records, and the 300 time being the TVL record as well. Washington County's Addie Gagel, this week's United Bank and Trust TVL Spotlight Athlete of the Week. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. In sports, injuries happen. That's why the Hanover Wildcats are happy to have the Hanover Hospital as their local source for quality health care. Hanover Hospital prides themselves on providing state-of-the-art health care for every member of the family. Just a short trip from home with a friendly and local staff who care for their patients. Visit their website at hanoverhospitalks.org or come see them at 205 South Hanover Street. The Hanover Hospital, proud sponsor of Wildcat Athletics on the TVL Spotlight. Welcome back to the TVL Spotlight. Let's go to the ladies next. First, with the Onega girls taking on St. Mary's. St. Mary's was able to scratch across two runs in the first inning, including a home run, and the Lady Buffaloes were quickly down 2-0. Onega went 3-up, 3-down in consecutive innings, and after a St. Mary's double in the second to make it 3-0, a second would push it to 5 in the third inning. St. Mary's pushed the lead to 7 after a two-run single, and would even raise it to 8 on a passed ball. Things really started to get away from Onega quickly as St. Mary's pushed it to an 11-0 lead on a two-run single in the bottom of the fourth, and they would ultimately get the victory 12-0, ending Onega's season. Let's go to the Troy girls now, as they were looking for a return to the state tournament, but they would have their hands full on this day. First in the semis, they took on the host squad, Riverside. In the first inning, Peyton Engman struck out the side. File that under things I've said 10 million times in the last 4 years. The Central Arkansas commit just made Riverside look foolish in this game. And I said this on social media yesterday. I've seen a lot of really, really good athletes in my time covering the TVL. But I don't know that we have really appreciated Peyton Engman nearly enough for this Troy softball team. She just seems to be aces every time she comes on the field. And again, we have had so many great athletes come through this league. I really don't know if we can appreciate exactly what Peyton Engman did until maybe a couple of years down the line as she heads to Central Arkansas. Maybe that league will see what the TVL was always talking about. Back to the game now. After Peyton hit a leadoff double, she comes around on a Harper Wettstein bunt that just created absolute chaos for the Riverside defenders, something that looked more out of Keystone Cops than a softball game. Wait, did I just make a Keystone Cops reference? Oh, well, I guess that one's for the older crowd. Troy led 1-0 after the Wettstein Ribby and the Troy hitters did something that we are really become accustomed to in 2023. Extremely unselfish play. Get them over, get them in. Both Gracie and Kaylee Grable created productive outs that pushed the Troy lead to 3-0. In the second, Engman does it again. She struck out 3 more and then would help her own cause in the bottom of the inning with a 2-run home run, her 17th on the year, and it was 5-0 Lady Trojans. Add in runs from Gracie Grable and Grace McConaughey, and Troy would lead by 7 after 3. Riverside got their first run of the game in the top of the fourth after a misplay in the outfield to make it 7-1. However, Troy would come back and extend that lead to 9-1 after a sac fly, and the game was firmly in the Lady Trojans' hands. Riverside would earn their second run of the day on a fielder's choice ground out as Troy, with such a big lead, was looking to finish it off, trading runs for outs. And they would do just that. They would get the 11-2 win over Riverside and become one win away from a state tournament berth. However, in their way was the number one team in the state, the McLouth Lady Bulldogs. This one was everything we signed up for, and especially if you like pitcher's duels, this one was the game for you. Both teams brought their top prospects to the pitcher's circle for this one, Engman going for Troy and Carissa Bandel for McLouth. The Lady Bulldogs would draw first blood early in this one. They get a run in the bottom of the first after a wild pitch. And really, other than that, both of these pitchers were as close to perfect as you can get throughout most of the game. Bandel struck out 5 of the first 6 batters she faced, and Engman would fan all 3 in the inning, keeping the deficit at just 1. Troy made a little noise in the third inning, getting runners on base via walk and error, but leave both of those runners on after a strikeout by Harper Wettstein, and it remained 1-0 McLouth midway through the third. The Lady Bulldogs go 3-up, 3-down in the third inning, and that one lone run was all that remained on the scoreboard. They would add another run via another wild pitch, and a 2-0 lead, with the way Bandel was going on the mound, could have been just as easily 2,000, as Troy had yet to even put a runner on base. That was until Kaylee Grable squared up on a pitch. She pounded over the left field wall. The no-hitter was over, the shutout was over, and Troy still had life. Unfortunately for the Lady Trojans, that was their last punch, as the final 2 batters would go down via easy putout, and McLouth would get the victory 2-1. The Lady Bulldogs pitching struck out 15 in the game, and Troy's season ends in the regional finals. Troy brings most of this team back next year, but will have to fill a hole left by one of the state's best pitchers in Peyton Engman. Engman's final line in her high school career, 6 innings, 1 earned run, 9 strikeouts. Congratulations to the Lady Trojans and the Lady Buffaloes on terrific seasons. Again, they fall just short of that championship. Let's take another break. When we come back, we will recap the 2A regional track yesterday and get you set up for your Friday. You're listening to the TVL Spotlight, brought to you today by M&M Tire in Washington. For decades, the Washington Health Mart has been a mainstay in the city of Washington and a proud supporter of the student athletes of Washington County. Located at 227 C Street, Washington Health Mart is here for all of your prescription needs and offer common medications to get you back on your feet in no time. The Washington Health Mart, backing Washington County Athletics then and now. For information, call 785-325-3130 or visit them in Washington today. Welcome back to the show. Again, it is Regionals Week. The 1A Regionals going on at Rock Hills right now as we speak. They are taking the field over in Mankato. We'll have full results of that on Monday's show. I want to run through quickly the 2A meet, however. That happened yesterday at Valley Heights. We'll just look at the qualifiers for the Mustangs in this one. Brooke Porter is headed to state in long jump. Both boys and girls 4x8 teams will be going as well. Tessa Miller, with a throw of 109, finishes in fourth place in the javelin. She's headed to state. Jaden DeWalt will go in both the pole vault and the 100-meter dash. Kaysen Bigham is qualified in the discus. Tyrell Wagner in the shot put. Logan Gray in the 400-meter. Caden Parker in the 800-meter. Montana Martin in the 200-meter. And Taya Smith in the girls' quarter mile. All of those results can be found on social media. I have them posted on both Facebook and Twitter. And again, we will have the 1A results coming up on Monday's show. Also coming up on Monday, State Week starts. We have the golfers going at it. On Monday, we'll preview the start times and pairings for all of the athletes, both 1A and 2A. We'll talk about that more on Monday's show. That's all I've got for you for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Once again, I will be back Monday. When we start on Monday, it goes full bore. We have everything going on next week. Every day, a new adventure in the Twin Valley League coming up next week as Spring Sports State Week starts. And something unlike any other season, I believe, with so many things going on. I will keep you abreast of everything as much as I possibly can. Obviously, check out social media for the most up-to-date information. But we'll try to get as many podcasts in as well as possible. But you'll have to give me a little bit more of a leeway with the podcast. You're going to have to give me a little bit of leeway on both covering things and recording podcasts next week. It looks to be a crazy few days in the Twin Valley League. But again, thank you so much for tuning in. Enjoy your weekend. And once we get going Monday, it just does not stop. So Spring Sports State Week is my favorite week of the season. It is a nice little way to put a bow on each school year and each sports season. So looking forward to everything going on. Best of luck to all of the athletes coming up over the next few days. I know a lot of them, especially a lot of seniors throughout the Twin Valley League, and we have a load of them this year that are trying to put a perfect cap on their high school career, and that's the place to do it at all four of the state events. Best of luck to them, and if you do see any of these athletes out in public this weekend, please do wish them well, because community backing is sometimes even more important than what the athlete can do on the course. Knowing he or she has someone behind them is always a big, big deal. And thank you so much for tuning in. I will be back on Monday with a brand new edition of the TVL Spotlight.